an expert in insurance. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's amazing how many people are concerned and worried about going even across to France. As for the likes of Turkey and Tunisia, they're definitely saying no.
They are. And it's not surprising when you listen to those sound bites of your recent news stories, is it really? We can all sympathise and empathise with that fear, to be honest with you.
So if you do decide to go, and of course we have to accept that many, many people are already on holiday, many others are about to go on holiday, and they feel that places maybe like Spain or even Germany or, you know, the Balearics or whatever will never be touched. But how do we know where the next attack is going to be? It could indeed be right here at home. If you are on holiday and you're caught up in something like this and you have to basically get out of town, how are you covered?
There's two scenarios here. If you have to get out of town and it's because the Foreign and Commonwealth Office have given the advice that the area that you're in is not safe, then actually you're covered under the Package Travel Directive and your airline and your tour operators are actually required at that point to put you into a safe position. But if they don't give that advice, and in the case of Tunisia it took 9 days for them to give that advice, last year, you're not protected under current travel insurance, which is because it really hasn't evolved generally sufficiently to cater for anything other than, in some instances, the medical expenses and the medical repatriation required if you're actually injured in an attack. However, that has changed.
So there are some agencies now or some insurance companies that are offering additional insurance, but that's going to cost more.
There is one company, safejourney.com, who actually offer a little top-up policy. So you can pop it onto your existing travel insurance. It'll cost £4.60 for a couple of weeks for one person travelling anywhere in the world. And that will provide the cover that does far more than just protect you if you are directly affected. It's the indirect effect of terrorism that this will also cover, which is really important, because if you have found that you've booked a trip to somewhere that becomes affected by terrorism, an area, you don't have to be going to that specific city. You could be going into that area. You think, oh, it's a bit too close for comfort. I think I'd rather go somewhere else now. Then you actually can cancel. This policy will enable you to do that. It'll provide up to £2,000 per person for that privilege.
How worried are people at the moment?
I think really very worried. I think it's an unpalatable experience that we're seeing. It does make us all feel very vulnerable indeed. We've seen areas like Spain now absolutely fully booked. Portugal, very similar situation. People not travelling now to Egypt, not travelling to Tunisia, obviously not allowed to travel to Tunisia now, and of course Turkey, very, very down in terms of traveller numbers. So, yeah, people are considering. But the difficulty, Frank, is that we really just don't know where it's going to happen next, do we?
Of course, and may we keep our fingers crossed, and if we're of a prayerful mood, our thoughts and prayers to the fore, that some of those really popular places don't get attacked and that people can safely go on holiday and enjoy their holidays. But they have to think ahead, and some of the insurance options have now been widened for them. Kate, I appreciate you coming on the programme. Thank you.
Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
That's Kate Hewitt there. It's